Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
So, of course, all eyes have been on Washington this week if lawmakers have been trying to hash out a proposal that would stave off another government shutdown. Now we're waiting to see if the president will sign it. Here in Massachusetts, state lawmakers wanted to be a bit more prepared this time around to help if federal workers get furloughed.
Yeah, what they did was they put a bill in place. Well, it's kind of a proto-bill. They have an agreement in place. There's nothing, you know, firm language that would basically allow federal workers to be included in the unemployment insurance program. Basically, federal employees who are not currently not eligible to collect unemployment would be able to, and they would start this system if there was another government shutdown, hopefully get that up and running before those next paychecks didn't come in if there is another shutdown. This is something that hasn't really gone through the process up here on Beacon Hill, but since the big three, the Speaker, the House Speaker, the Senate President, and the Governor all agree on the basics of it, it's something that they can get through very easily if the time comes, if need be, if there's a shutdown.
Lots of ifs there, so we're going
to
have to wait and see on that one. And also on the state agenda here for lawmakers, as I said, is a proposed $41 billion budget. We talked about this a little last week. You know, lawmakers have been in session for more than a month, like 6 weeks, and we still don't know a lot about some of their priorities and who will be going to be in what position, because the House and the Senate haven't announced important committee assignments. But now the latest word is that these assignments could be settled today.
Yeah, if there's a bunch of ifs in Washington, there's a bunch of question marks surrounding Beacon Hill right now. It's not too abnormal that committee assignments would come out this late through the month of February. I think next week would be the record setting for delays on committee assignments. But you got a whole bunch of new freshmen who don't know what committees they're going to be on. And more importantly, you have a lot of key leadership positions, especially on the House side, that Speaker DeLeo really needs to fill. He has some very close kind of inner circle positions that he needs to fill because of retirements and defeats that happened last year. And he has one thing, the Ways and Means Chairmanship, which is that budget writing committee that is enormously powerful here on Beacon Hill. It's one of the top slots, and he needs to fill that. The Senate Ways and Means Chair is also vacant at the moment because Karen Spilka was the chair before she became Senate President. Now Spilka needs to assign someone there. There's Chad about different names and people who could be involved in that, but we'll probably see both of those slots determined today, both the House and the Senate. Democrats are going to caucus, and that's where they basically rubber stamp the decisions of the Senate President and the Speaker.
Right, and last week we talked briefly about Provincetown Representative Sarah Peake. Her name has been tossed around in all of these discussions. Is she still a contender?
She is. She's going to be in leadership. She's already technically in the leadership on DeLeo's team. Whether or not she gets a plum committee assignment remains to be seen. She is in the mix for Ways and Means, not really mentioned as often as some other names. Mm-hmm. However, definitely expect her to be close to the Speaker going forward this session.
And whoever becomes the House Ways and Means Chair, they're going to have a pretty big job ahead, right?
Yeah, like you said, it's a $41 billion budget. And one of the things that has been challenging the last few weeks is that revenue in the current fiscal year isn't coming in quite as strongly as anticipated. So we're running a little behind this year, which means that if that keeps up, that $41 billion estimate for next fiscal year might be lower. We might not have all the money, all the resources to spend that $41 billion. It might have to go down to $40 billion, something like that. That seems a small percentage, but it's huge in what it means for cuts, less funding for things, especially with this raging war over school funding that the governor wants to get across, that everybody wants to get across. Yeah, mm-hmm. Ways and Means, writing that budget, very difficult.
Yeah, there could be some pinching going on coming up in the near future. That is Mike Dean, WCAI's Statehouse reporter, joining us as he does most weeks. Thanks a lot, Mike. Have a great weekend.
You too, Catherine.